Well, Procter & Gamble is appealing to the all-important black female consumer now. You may have read about it. Febreze now will be Fabricia. Brawny is going to be Brawana. Ivory, of course, will be Ebony Soap. That makes sense. Tampax will be Tampaquishina. Pampers will be Precious. And Mr. Clean, Mr. Chad, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what do you know, Cincinnati?
I love you.
Welcome to an encore performance of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Jim Leslie on drums, with Jim Packard announcing. Join us as Michael and the gang visit the Queen City, Cincinnati, Ohio. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Now, the man who hasn't been here since it was the Third Second Bank, Michael Feldman.
Oh, Jim. You're a kidder. He's a kidder.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Cincinnati. How you doing? Greater Cincinnati, including Kentucky, which is part of Greater Cincinnati, as we know. Kentucky is just a subdivision of Cincinnati. Or is it the other way around? I get it mixed up. I don't know. By rights, Cincinnati should be part of Kentucky, it seems to me. I mean, I don't want to get involved in any controversies here, but... Well... maybe not. And this is beautiful, the Aronoff Center here in beautiful Procter & Gamble Hall. Hall, Family of Products Hall. After Kenny Aronoff, who played with John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's right. Years,
the drummer.
The drummer. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he was great. He's still around, I think. And in the news, all the news that isn't for the greater Cincinnati area, Ohio's immigration law goes one step further and bans Arizonans. Get them out of here. Don't need them. Don't need them. Cincinnati gets $25 million for a streetcar named Dreft. The inclines will be extra. They're not doing the inclines, though, are they? They're missing a bet there. Those things were cool. People pay just to ride those things, you know, not so much to get somewhere. I want to ride the incline in Cincinnati. Cincinnati workers get Sundays off. That's you can't get to work because the sun is in your eyes during the commute. Any day is Sunday, I guess. Right? Ohio's touchdown Jesus to be replaced with Chad Ochocinco. In a dance pose, of course. He poses pretty good as a dancer. He just doesn't dance all that well as a dancer. Procter & Gamble's epic soap opera is now as the world grinds to a halt. A lot is going to be left unresolved. We have fans here as the world turns, yeah. Now you'll never know what happens to these people. Although nothing seems, you know, it could be on for 30 years or whatever, 40 years. And nothing actually happens. You notice that? Because you can stop watching as the world turns for, you know, like a decade. And you pick right up there. You know, they look a little older, and there's some of the same characters are different people. But that happens in life, you know. That will be replaced with a new series called Dawn of the Proctoids. New show from Procter & Gamble. Another new media news, I guess, broadcast from the 500,000-watt WLW in Cincinnati, just now reaching the star Betelgeuse, where Rosie Clooney's Come On to My House is now number one. That was a good tune.
That was too great.
Yeah, she was very good. The Ohio appliance rebate has now been extended to Crosley refrigerators. So if you can pick one up, do. The new Ohio statue at the U.S. Capitol, they're replacing the guy there because they don't like him anymore, and they said it now will be Marge Schott in the U.S. Capitol. Not a statue, but herself, actually. She's been preserved. The Ohio State Highway Patrol says there will be a drunk driving checkpoint somewhere in Hamilton County tonight. Your job, find it. Increasing long-term costs for the two stadiums mean the Reds can stay, but the Bengals have got to go. I'm sorry. They got to cut corners somewhere. Except Ocho Cinco, of course, he stays. We need him. You know, the $1 a year the Reds will pay back is starting to look pretty good, actually. It's $1 a year. That adds up. Actually, they should let Pete Rose handle the financing on the whole thing, and we wouldn't have, we would have made money on it. Or what if ING had got the naming rights to the stadium? It'd be the Great Ing Ballpark. Huh? That's worth some money. Meter rates in downtown Cincinnati will continue to rise until nobody ventures forth from Mount Adams. The meters will eventually be incorporated into the new downtown casino, Pete's Place. New beer hall, giant new beer hall on the riverfront, the Moorline beer hall. Coming up, it's expected to draw the Germans out of the hills and hollers of greater Cincinnati. They'll watch them come under the Rhine on this one. The Pete Rose documentary, running 4-3 against the Hall of Fame, priceless. The unused concourses at the Northern Kentucky Airport to be used for St. Rita Fest. So some good has come of it. A man on stolen Kroger scooter nabbed in low-speed chase. Jim Tarbell claims to be LeBron's father. Forbids move to Miami. If you're the father, you can do that. The Indian Head Rock turns up in Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger is thought to be involved. That's a big rock, you know, in the one. Yeah, okay, next case. Cincinnati bans all call texting to Kentucky. Duke Energy lowers its tax assessment, claiming poll depreciation. I'm thinking of lowering my property tax. How about you? I didn't know you could do that. You can just reassess yourself.
That's right.
Because I can definitely reassess myself pretty easily. The World Choir Games, mentioned in the Mayan calendar, will come to Cincinnati in 2012. So I thought you should. This could be the choir apocalypse, ladies and gentlemen. The howler monkey from the zoo opera signs the New York Met. But he's a prima donna. I always thought that howler was a prima donna. The Buckeye Firearms Association endorses Ted Strickland for governor. And no one was holding a gun to their heads. In the governor race, Ohio has apparently, finally, run out of Tafts, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a Taft or no one, please tell them you must run for governor. That's all the Greater Cincinnati and Ohio news that is. And thank you so much. We have LeBron's dad here with us. As a matter of fact, we'll find out if the rumors are true. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tarbell, Mr. Cincinnati. Oh, stop that. Sit down already, will you? Sit down. What's with you? What, no top hat, no tails, nothing? Casual.
No tails.
This is casual
well,
for you.
Well, you know, I wore this. I think it's my lucky tie. This is an over the Rhine tie.
Yeah.
And I wore it on purpose for good luck. But I was concerned about being overdressed.
No, yeah, I wouldn't be concerned about that. It's
and then when I saw show. You, obviously, I knew I was.
We don't usually dress at all. It's radio. Who sees it?
I was concerned about having the right face for radio.
No.
Some people have told me I have a good face for radio.
Oh, yes, you do. And others such. Anything else you want? I know you got a pattern going here, and you want to probably.
See, I had to get it in there. I was supposed to bring a six-pack of Moorline out
Yeah,
here,
where is it?
I don't know where it is, but I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yeah.
More beer consumed somewhere.
Did you have it when you left this morning?
I've never had it.
Okay.
More beer consumed per capita than any city in the country in 1900.
Yeah. So now you are a pure Cincinnati product. You went to St. Mary's, right? Elementary school, and then
Charities, Jesuits.
Yeah.
St. X across around the corner from here, by the walkway.
Xavier's, and then did you go to XU?
I did not go. No, we had to draw the line somewhere. In fact,
when was the first time you saw a non-Catholic? Do you remember the occasion? Was it like a Jew or a Protestant or something? Remember who it was?
Mr. Betcher. Actually, I dated Diane Wiesen when I was 16 and almost converted.
A Jewish girl?
Her parents and my parents both found out, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
But growing up in Hyde Park was all white, et cetera, and going to St. X was all white, et cetera. But Father Fay at St. X thought that I really needed some, you know, I was deserving of some more rounding.
Yeah, so he set you up with a Jewish girl?
So
what a full
purpose
school.
Withrow High School, which was mixed color, mixed income, mixed gender, and mixed religion. And I wouldn't take $1 million for that experience. That turned me around. And
go to Woodrow, see the world.
And a year later, 2 years later, I ended up moving out of the suburbs of that suburb of Hyde Park to Avondale, which was a decidedly more mixed neighborhood. It was neat.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying you're not mingling now. I know you are.
And just so you know, Michael Feldman, I was born at Jewish Hospital, the oldest private, the oldest Jewish hospital in the country, 1860.
We'll take anybody. You
know. I was born there. Then I went back to live there when I was 18. I worked in the hospital, and I was able to get a room there, and I worked there.
Cool.
And lived there at age 18.
Cool. Yeah, and, you know,
some of my best friends.
Don't give me that. It's never true. Then you ask for names, you know, give me names, give me numbers, and I'll call them and see if that's true. That's never true. So I don't bother with that. At one point, and I was reading all the bio stuff on you, and it said that you were a hippie entrepreneur.
Oh, I would
What
never.
Is that?
I don't know.
Were you a hippie
I've
at one time?
I've heard that phrase before. Yeah. I've never
Do you remember
never
being
know
a hippie?
Or
you probably wouldn't remember it, actually.
No, they say if you were there, you would not. And
where did that come from?
You know, that's why I'm listening this way a little bit. My hearing is not quite what it used to be.
I understand.
But I had a rock and roll nightclub in Cincinnati called the Ludlow Garage.
Famous. Famous. Infamous, even. Did that make you a hippie, though? It didn't make you a hippie.
I mean, it was offset by the young man who wrote across the front door of the garage when he couldn't get in for free, a long-haired pig is still a long-haired pig is still a capitalist pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a catchy phrase.
Not everybody.
It didn't catch on. Eat the rich is a lot shorter, and I like, you know, it's three words. You can't really beat that.
Not everybody thought I was a hippie.
Yeah. And then the Arnold's, of course.
Of course.
Famous Arnold's. Was it the oldest bar anywhere or in Cincinnati?
Anywhere.
Even in Europe, they don't
1861.
Have yeah. And Arnold's, and you ran that for many years.
Yeah, that was a real highlight. I miss that every day.
Yeah.
But it's still here and still doing well. It's around the corner. We're on 7th Street. It's on 8th Street. So you can go there for lunch or dinner while you're here.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Did Arnold's launch your political career? Is it so?
No, baseball on Broadway, actually.
Baseball on Broadway.
I worked, my family was involved in public office for several generations, but...
Yeah, your mother was an activist.
But she was. But that's not Ida, though.
No.
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth. Oh.
But Mary Beth takes after Ida. Huh. She did until she died. But
Ida's a Jewish name, you know?
Yes. You know,
there you go. We got something going.
Mount Adams.
Yeah. All right. There's something here.
Mount Adams used to be Mount Ida.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And she was a cleaning lady, and the people were much revered. And then President Adams came to town to dedicate the observatory, and so they named it after him.
Yeah.
And Ida just kind of got pushed away, but she'll be back.
Yeah. I hope so. Sometimes they say Cincinnati, the Paris of the Midwest or the Paris of America or whatever.
Not necessarily a reflection on culture. It's more a matter of, at the turn of the century, of the density and the intensity of activity right where we are now, and, within, you know, a mile radius of here. It was the most, some would say, the most densely populated city in the Northern Hemisphere, the Western Hemisphere, at that time. And so it was more of a comment on the comparable density, intensity of street life between here and Paris, not so much on the culture.
But you didn't let me get to my question. I was that was all in a positive. You know, that's the thing separated by commas and some. Not to teach you grammar all of a sudden, but I was an English teacher. So anyway.
That's my other restaurant, Grammars.
Grammars, that's yeah. Right, yeah. It's German, right? Got a good schnitzel there at Grammars?
We did.
Yeah. And how was your sauerbraten? That's my favorite, actually.
The best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always age for at least 7 days, sometimes yeah. 8 or 9.
Yeah, and a few more in your stomach probably, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another week in the stomach, and she's good as gold.
And it's back. Operating again, just
it
as
is,
a bar
yeah.
Right now, but it's doing well, and there's a long-range plan to restore the sauerbraten.
Yeah. Just restore the sauerbraten. I like a good sauerbraten. You can't beat it, you know, with the purple
really?
Cabbage on
right,
the side.
Right, yeah.
You got to have the real deal.
Yeah, Maeder's.
Maeder's is very
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
This was, Grammar's was the Maeder's of Cincinnati. Maeder's in Milwaukee was the...
You don't have to talk down to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can understand.
And the Beer Fest, we're going to get that Beer Fest eventually here. It's
yeah.
Just a matter of time.
Well, for a while, Cincinnati was the beer capital before Milwaukee took it over. But
right.
I guess some of the Germans moved to Milwaukee from here
well,
and started the beer.
I think there were a few.
Yeah.
You know, it was getting crowded here.
Now, the Paris, though, I was going to say the Paris thing, it, to me, is because of the arrondissement of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
They only got 20 of these arrondissements, these whatever you call them, neighborhoods in Paris.
Right.
20 arrondissements, and there's like 50 of them
50.
Here. Right?
50 in the city limits of Cincinnati,
yeah.
Correct.
Which is unique, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing.
Yes, it
these
is.
Are all distinct. There are actually little towns that are sort of a confederation into Cincinnati.
It's one of the really wonderful parts of Cincinnati. There's
yeah.
A great sense of community in these individual neighborhoods. A lot of them still have... healthy business districts and,
yeah.
You know, a sense of place.
And no one from one has ever been into the next one. That's pretty special.
Well, there is a not-so-myth about the West Side.
Yeah.
And
I tell me it. I'm trying to understand. This is hard for an outsider to understand.
I'm here to dispel the myth. When I was 16, I went directly, as soon as I could drive, my father had died. My mother was working, so nobody had any control over me. So I had keys to the car, and I went right to the West Side. I had to find out what's this big mystery
what's there.
Over there.
Yeah.
And there were real people there.
Yeah.
And
what they look like? Are they stand upright and everything?
Mostly had sauerbraten in their back pocket, and a can of burger, or a bottle of burger.
Yeah.
But. It's the West Side is incredible. It's one of the. It was. I don't look quite so much anymore. A best kept secret. It's now being discovered more and more every day.
Yeah.
And but it's beautiful, and it developed pretty much the same time as the rest of
yeah.
The city did.
But it's unique because there are no streets leading out of it. Right. There are a few streets leading into it, but you cannot leave once.
That's correct.
There. Yes.
It actually is topographically a little more challenging than the rest of the city, and it's steeper, and it really kind of developed its own community, if you will, aside from downtown early on, and they had most of the services they needed, so they were able to operate a bit independently, and so it did become a sort of world unto itself in the 19th century, but
yeah.
It's back.
Yeah. Does Cincinnati have a rivalry going with Pittsburgh? Do I seem to detect?
Of sorts.
Yeah.
It's a friendly rivalry.
Is
in
it?
Fact, there are incredible similarities between here and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, a lot of kind of,
ethnic,
a lot of
the ethnic history and the topography of Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are very similar. They're on the river. They're on the same river we are, but they have two more.
Yeah.
Than
they
we
still
have.
Got one of their inclines. I know.
And
that.
They have two of them.
Two of them, yeah.
And that's a good role model for us. We had five. Inclines, four cable cars, plus a sophisticated streetcar system. We had 500
yeah.
rail miles at the turn of the century, more than any city in the country.
Yeah.
And that's why this streetcar
and the subway.
Thing,
there's still
and
a subway.
Well, the subway was a reaction to dismantling those others. They had gotten to be too expensive, and the subway was the next logical step, the logical next step. Had we done that, you couldn't touch this city right now, I guarantee you. But
yeah.
I don't know whether
it's still there, I guess, isn't it?
The tracks, some of the tracks are still there, a few blocks from where we're sitting right now on Central Parkway.
Yeah. I waited at the station there for like forever.
There are a few more that are still waiting there. Hopefully we'll leave to see the day that we'll have something, you know, very similar to that.
Now you are, tell me if, go ahead, he's running, you might as well. You are you not a Chartist? Is that true?
Charterite.
Charterite.
Yeah.
Chartist is religious. Yeah, Charterite is something else.
You don't want to mention that, actually, in the context of the subway, because
no.
The Charter Party was a reaction to a machine, political machine run that ran the city in
the Cox machine.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going way back.
And for all the good that they did, it got a little bit out of hand, and there was a lot of patronage, graft, corruption in the teens and early 20s. So what was left of the Republicans combined with the Democrats and formed the third party, the Charterite Party, which was the reformist, to take the P out of politics in the city of Cincinnati.
So just be Olitics?
Olitics.
Was that part of their charter? That must have been good reading. And everything. They took all the P's out of their charter.
Took all the P's. Left the broccoli, but and there was some obvious good about that, but the bad about it was that the subway, which had been started by the machine, was taken off the table because that was their project, and we didn't want anything to do with that political machine. So that was a mistake.
Yeah,
there were some serious engineering mistakes in the design of the subway was such that the turns were too tight and the cars that had been ordered would not fit those turns, so they had to start over. And those trains went to Toronto. So to give you an idea of what we might have here had we continued with that, we might have one of the most sophisticated subway systems in
North America. It could be the Toronto of the Midwest.
Yes.
Instead of the Paris, then you got to rethink the whole thing.
Wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, and you're like the only surviving charterist, aren't you? I mean, is there anyone else?
No,
is
actually, there
huge
are
parties?
Two
do you have conventions.
I'm not in office right now, but there are two people on city council that are Charterites: Roxanne Qualls, a former mayor, and Chris Sports.
Yeah. Do you have conventions? I don't recall hearing.
It's
Charterite.
It's
convention.
It's amazing that it survived this long. I think one of the reasons it started was to convert the strong mayor system to the city manager system. So you hire a professional administrator to be the CEO, and that's the way it is now.
Wow.
But those things are being revisited from time to time.
Yeah, they didn't reproduce, apparently, the Charterists.
Not as prolific. Well, neither did the
Taft. You should have encouraged reproduction among the faithful.
I encourage that.
Yeah. And now you're running for why are you running for the county and not for? It's because it's a CEO running the city, I guess. Is that it? Because it's not a political thing now. But the action really is on the county level.
I think so. I think right now that the county
power grab. Is it a power grab?
Power grab.
Yeah.
It's a conspicuous power grab, and right now I think that the communication, the discussion between city and county is not what I think it ought to be. Mm-hmm.
I read that there's something like, tell me if it's true or not, that there's something like 200 jurisdictions.
No, actually, the same as Cincinnati. Cincinnati has 50 neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Hamilton County has 48 different jurisdictions.
Yeah. So there's
townships and villages and cities.
Yeah.
And one of which, Norwood, is the largest city in America surrounded by another city. That would be Norwood surrounded by Cincinnati.
Yeah, or vice versa, depending.
We don't have, like Indianapolis, Lexington, Louisville, Columbus, which are the four of the five cities surrounding us.
Yeah.
And we are the hub of the six-city region, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. And what was my point?
I don't think so. I don't think that was your point. Let me ask you this.
We don't have unigov or metropolitan governments, what I was going to say, like Lexington, Louisville, Indianapolis, and Columbus do.
Right.
And they're accomplishing things, I think, relative to their natural resources a lot more than we are, even though we do have an arts and culture infrastructure, I think, that is at the top of its game. But
so if when you're elected, Jim Tarbell,
chicken in every pot.
Chicken every pie. And will you march on Norwood to consolidate it? with Cincinnati. Start with Norwood, because that's the big one.
Well, I just think we need to have a stronger conversation, and I think that we're at the point where some sharing...
That's what Hitler said. And then it was the Rhineland, ladies and gentlemen, right after that. Of course, he said it in German, totally different. But to be fair, we should have your opponent on here, but do you have one?
I don't think so.
Is anyone here running against Jim Tarbell?
There's a rumor that there's somebody out there, but yeah. I wouldn't know.
And is this pretty much your platform, Tarbell?
What the hell? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Does that encompass it? Thank you. I really wanted the button more than anything. I don't want to ruin the shirt with it, but I'm going to keep it close to
that
my
may
heart.
Be the last one. That's from 1997, my first campaign.
Yeah. Jim, I want to thank you for joining us here, kind of kicking things off for us at Cincinnati.
My pleasure.
You are Mr. Cincinnati. You were voted like the best guy in town or something.
I think the mayor proclaimed that. I don't know what mood he was in at the time. I don't know what he was drinking or smoking or eating. But, those things do happen.
Jim Tarbell, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cincinnati. I don't have to tell you. Does he have national prospects? We shall see. This could catapult him, Hamilton County presidency.
Yeah, I see it.
It's a logical step.
The path is there.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, hi.
I could vote for a guy like that.
I could, too. Yeah. I don't even live here.
What the hell?
I could vote three times for him.
If you got up early enough.
Yeah, you betcha. How you doing, Johnny?
Good.
Good. We got a new band member here. You care to introduce
our... Yeah, Jim Leslie.
Yeah, Jim.
On drums.
Old friend of yours.
Drummer from... he's from the area here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I say, Clyde is not feeling well, and we hope he'll be back with us on our next trip out here. So, Clyde, buddy, this tune goes out to you.
It's called You're the Top.
You're the Top. We're back. Hello, Cincinnati. I'm going to come out there and see you in person here.
If you can find your way.
If I can find my way, yes. Follow the light. I'm following the white light, ladies and gentlemen. Following the white light. There are my relatives gathered around it. Oh, wait a minute. It's the Aronoff Theater in beautiful Cincinnati. These are not my relatives. I followed the wrong light. How are you? How are you, dear?
Fine.
Shy, though.
Yes.
Always been shy?
Yes.
Ever been on the radio before? Or?
No.
Call into those radio shows and say wild, wacky things?
No.
Don't you have inner turmoil you want to release?
No.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry for bothering you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Felt bad about it, but she's very sweet, though. And I love her deeply. I don't understand this. How many dachshunds would it take to kill you? Is this a local expression? Or Jeff Richardson, who's a banker, who so he should know the answer to that, I would think, from Newport, Kentucky. Is he around here somewhere? Huh? Oh, you're up there. What's with that, Jeff? Ask a lot of people the same question, or is it just me?
No, it's a question that's come up from time to time.
All right, sit back and just don't leap from the balcony, all right, trying to make some point. All right, I thought maybe it was a local saying or something. John Abel, Covington, Kentucky. You up there too? Oh, I got all the cards from up there. I have to save these till I get up there. Sorry, I'm sure it'd be interesting because playing, what's it called? They played in the hole in Covington. Oh, cornholing, and we know about that.
bags.
That's not as bad as it sounds. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it isn't. It's a game that you play that in Iowa, too, a lot, actually, for some reason. It's that game with the... you know what it is, don't you?
Cornhole.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Not to put too fine a point on it. That's a... All right, so I got the wrong cards here, so we'll start with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Is there some question that you have for me?
Actually, I did write one, but I forgot. Like an idiot, I didn't put my name on it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's lucky I just stopped you for no reason.
Yes, yeah.
Do you remember your name?
I remember my name, yes. Dennis Peters.
Dennis, you from here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what do you do, Dennis?
I'm a chief financial officer for a consulting firm.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, that's good. CFO, right?
That's right, CFO.
CFO. What was your question?
It was, do you think Bristol and Levi will stay together? Or
There's more.
Or will she end up in the jeans of Wrangler or Jordache?
You should have quit while you were ahead there. No, I certainly wish them the best, you know. And I think they're certainly made for one another, because who else really is going to want either one of them at this point? They've pretty much burned all the bridges all around them, you know, and so they're kind of stuck with each other, including the bridge to nowhere, which is, as we know. And who wants to get on the air here? Here's your chance, because I don't have your card. But yes, you had something you wanted to say.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking before that my experience was with you asked the lady about being on radio before, yeah. That I was on WCPO TV when I was a Cub Scout.
You were?
And it was...
The Al Lewis show?
Play It Safe was the name of the show. And my question was, to win the prize, what's the safety motto of the month? Which I didn't know.
Oh,
but there was a sign over my head that had the safety motto of the month on it. So everybody that was watching TV saw me sitting.
Isn't it a shame there's no sign here telling you to say something, you know?
Right, yeah.
And you are?
Gene Wolke.
Nice to meet you, Gene. Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot there. But I had to do it. Yes, now you have something to say. Come on over here. Just come on down here. We have someone who's prepared a few remarks in our audience and wants to make a few points. Yes, come on down here
The Nuthouse.
The Nuthouse is, of course.
From my high school. I just graduated from Walnut Hills High School.
Walnut Hills! The Nuthouse! Very good school. Heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
And what did you have on your mind, dear? What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah from the Nut House.
I just raised my hand because you said who wanted to be on the air.
Oh. Shouldn't you be texting now or something, Sarah, instead of actually speaking?
Do you think we'll
actually evolve to the point where people no longer speak things verbally and do they simply text everything they have to say one another?
Well, that wouldn't be very effective for radio listening, but I don't know.
Well, we could text this show easily, I think. We got someone with good thumbs, and we could tweet it, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
So now you're out of high school? You graduated?
Yeah.
And you got a summer job?
No, I have not had any luck finding a job. It's been really difficult.
Any luck looking?
Yeah, I have.
It was like my daughter, same thing. She applied for like 27 jobs. She gets close to getting one, she retracts her application or something. I don't know. The summer is about over, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so forget about that. But fall, what are you doing in the fall?
I'm going to the University of Cincinnati.
All right. And are you going to stay in a dorm or what?
Yeah, I'm going to live on campus.
Very cool, very cool. You know who your dorm mate is yet?
Yes. And
but you're going anyway, huh?
Yeah. She's from a small town called Coolville, Ohio, which I thought was a joke, but it's near Athens, Ohio.
Yeah.
So
well, over the course of the year you'll find out how much of a joke it really was.
Maybe. I don't
know. Good luck to you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you for joining us. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what we do, gosh darn it. It's pretty much a quiz show. Before we do that, we have to have to, would you come forward if you can, and I'll come around if I can, and I'll meet you halfway. The four disclaimers, this is a legal description from Major League Baseball that you may not reproduce without their permission. And hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And you are?
Mary Schubauer Berrigan.
Mary Schubauer Berrigan, ladies and gentlemen, from the Schubauer Berrigan.
I played the quiz 2.5 years ago in Madison, and
oh.
You thought I was too tall, and you wanted me to, like, shrink down like that.
I don't think you're too tall. I like too tall.
Okay.
Here, take this. And
there you go. The four disclaimers. Number one, all questions on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, Garrison was on the short list for Ultimate Cash. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done, here. Thank you. Thanks again. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. This is a chance for you to win fabulous prizes, simply for being fabulous. That's right. It's a tough choice. It's a tough choice. Whose umbrella is here? That's dangerous. What? What? Yes. Yes, right there. Wearing the black and white, yes, printed, the print, yes. Yes, come over to an aisle. Or a, I guess it'll have to be an aisle. I don't know what else. Yes, come over here. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Don't take my microphone. Right away, we just met each other and you're already grabbing my microphone. And you are?
Kathy Hart.
Kathy?
Yes.
And are you from here?
Yes, I am.
What do you do these days, Kathy?
I'm a university professor.
Oh, you are? Okay, I got to change my attitude towards you then.
Give
me the mic. Yeah, and what do you teach?
Psychology.
Oh, dear. And how do you feel about that, Kathy?
Today, I feel okay about it.
That's pretty much the opening lecture, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, yeah.
How do you feel about being a psychology major? Kathy, one good reason you should play this quiz.
Today's my birthday.
Today's your birthday! Okay, can we come up here and get through here? Follow me, because I know someone who knows how to get through here. Okay, see, we just go around here. This is the belly of the beast, and then we come out here. And like magic, we're on stage and airing off in Cincinnati. Okay. So psychology, huh?
Yep.
What courses are you teaching these days?
I just finished a very engrossing course called Psychological and Achievement Tests.
Uh-huh.
It's about the psychometric properties of tests. Validity, reliability.
I'm sorry, we're running out of time
yeah.
here. I can't hear the details on that. That sounds...
Statistical properties, it was great.
Oh, I love that
kind of
stuff.
It was tons of fun.
I read that for fun. You know, I'm not even taking the course, but I would. That's the kind of thing I'd read for fun.
Uh-huh. Me too.
I'm so psychometric, I can't even begin to tell
you.
I've never been properly measured, though.
Some people defy measurement.
I don't think the peg should even go in the damn holes. I don't see the point of it. You know, they kept giving me those things. I said, what's the advantage to doing? You know, because they're just going to come out again.
You know, I told you today's my birthday, and I'm having a little bit of a midlife crisis.
Oh, you are. Can
so
I
don't
help?
Go down this road.
Can I help you?
Because now you're
that?
Questioning yeah. you know, my very
no, no,
my
I'm
whole
questioning
career. Everything
No.
I'm going to unravel
oh
right
God.
Here on the stage.
Thank God you're in psychology and you can help yourself. Oh, yeah. And where are you at? At the University of Cincinnati? Or?
No, I'm okay. at Xavier University.
Xavier! Fantastic. You working over the summer, too? You get some time off? Or?
No, I'm working this entire summer.
I think you need some time off.
I do, too. I do, too.
And for this birthday, what are you doing to celebrate?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's it?
I
Is
think
this the
so.
penalty I mean, phase of your birthday?
I was thinking it would be fun.
Yeah.
I brought my 9-year-old daughter.
Yeah? Hi, dear. How are you?
She thought it would be fun, too.
She's adorable. And what's her name?
Leah.
Hey, Leah. How's it going? Does she have a phone yet? Does she text? And
oh, yes.
She does.
Well, actually, she doesn't have her own phone. She's using my minutes and my money to text and call.
Is that enough, though?
Probably not.
Because a lot of times your mother will have her phone, and what are you going to do? You know, you got people on the line all the
time.
Don't go there. I mean, a psychologist tells me not to go there. I mean, what the? Just my luck, you know. Most of the time they say, how do you feel about that? Say more. Is that, you know, just say more.
Not when you're talking about my daughter in a phone.
No, you can't go there. I know. You know, it's like getting their ears pierced used to be.
Uh-huh.
It's getting their minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kathy, thank you very much for joining us here. I hope it's going to be a happy birthday. Let's see if we can make it pay off for you big time. Jim Packard.
Yes, Michael.
We're going to do the quiz here, qualification, but there needs to be a number.
This is an encore performance, so don't call today, but save your call for another time.
Geta. The question is, Geta is what again? If you know, if you're from Cincinnati, you probably know what Geta is, or from Germany, I guess. Otherwise, you'd have no idea what I'm talking about. You want to know what Geta is, as in, what is it again? Huh?
Good.
It's good, yes, so thank you. Let's go to the phones right now. Gloria is in San Antonio, and of course, she's bound to know what this is. Hi, Gloria.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You know what Geta is?
No idea.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
It's something my parents tell me all the time. Get a job.
That's a good one, but I'm afraid we want a little more, you know.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. David is near Atlanta. How near Atlanta are you, David?
Fine. How are you today?
Good. did your mom ever tell you to get a job, David?
Pardon?
Okay, good. We're doing good here. Geta. What is Geta? G-O-E-T-T-A. It's a food stuff.
I'll go with that.
Okay, thank you. This is going to be a long morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're in San Antonio again because it didn't do well enough the first time. We're back in San Antonio, and Jennifer's on the line. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. You ever heard something called Geta, Jennifer?
No, but Google helped me figure it out.
Oh. You know how we feel about Google.
Oh, I know, but, you know, give me some credit. Oh. I saw you live a couple of months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to Google you, and I... Oh, I know, but it's not fair to Google the answer. You should have... No, now, like, Kevin is in Cleveland. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
And they probably have Geta in Cleveland, don't they?
They do not.
They do not.
They wouldn't touch the stuff up here.
Yeah, but what... And they'll touch a lot of stuff in Cleveland, too. So. What is it then, Kevin?
It is a breakfast hash made up of a lot of different ingredients. I think there's some sausage in it, and I don't know what else goes into it, but I've had it, and I wouldn't touch it again.
Okay. So it's like eye of newt and tail of dog and that sort
stuff.
Of thing, and made into a breakfast. That's right. Okay, that's pretty close, isn't it? Not at all. Okay, we got to go here. We're going to accept that. It's known as Cincinnati caviar also, so in case there's any. Kevin, what do you do there in Cleveland?
I'm a fireman.
A fireman, excellent. Are you on duty right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so if you have to leave immediately, we understand. Kevin, Kathy?
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kathy.
You two are a team right now. You work together, okay?
All right.
Okay. Jim, what do we got there?
Categories of current events. People, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention. Science or odds and ends?
Kevin, you pick the first one.
Science.
And thank you for what you do, Kevin, by the way. Okay. Yes. Here's the question, science. Do ants of the South American rainforest use Velcro claws to help them hoist heavy things? Heavy prey things. This is like psychology, isn't it?
Oh, it's just like psychology. Yeah.
Velcro claws. Do ants of the rainforest, I guess, have Velcro on their claws.
What do you think, Kathy?
Well, they don't have manufactured Velcro.
I didn't say that, did I?
No, you did not. But I'm thinking, because I've been to the Cincinnati Zoo, one of the world's greatest zoos.
Yes, it is, if not the greatest.
And I think those ants do have special sticky stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they might.
Yes, a Velcro-like. They got little things on there. Like that's where they got Velcro from. Little thing. The Azteca Andre, they're called.
One right, no wrong.
Very good. Okay, we're on the road here. What's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, places, school, odds and ends.
Kathy?
Current events.
Current events are right out of the news. Okay. When Johnny Gomez steps up to the plate. Gomes. But Johnny Gomes. It was a typo. Because I don't make mistakes. Do you? And I don't need a psychologist to tell me that. Johnny Gomes steps up to the plate at Cincinnati's Great American Ballpark. What do they play? Is it Low Rider, Walk on the Wild Side, or some Nickelback tune? Burn it to the ground.
Well, Kevin.
Can't help you on this one,
okay.
I don't think. I'm going to go with Low Rider.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Burn It to the Ground. Nick the Nickelback. Oh, that's okay. She's got plenty more chances. Huh? If you were seeing a psychologist, you think they'd give you a break? No. And how do you feel about that?
One right and one wrong.
Okay. Let's say more.
People, places, school, odds and ends.
Kevin?
School.
School. Okay. Don't worry about it. We're good here. Cincinnatus, whom the city was named after. What is with the statue where he's holding a fasces in one hand and a plow in the other?
Huh?
Is it a fasces or a feces? I don't know. What F-A-S-C-S is fasces.
I think so.
The symbols of rule and authority in one hand. You know, those arrows in a quiver or what they are. And
a plow.
Plow in the other hand. What's the symbolism there for Cincinnatus?
Hmm.
There's no Clevelandatus, is there, Kevin?
No.
Okay.
Moses,
that's right. Moses Cleveland.
Moses Cleveland.
There was Moses Cleveland at one time.
Let's see. So there would be some law and order and hard work.
Agriculture.
And plowing.
And plowing with hard work and farming and working the
land.
So
you're saying that Cincinnatus represented rule and power, but at the same time, the going back to doing his job as a farmer.
Coming, so yes.
The common man who rules and then goes back to being the common man.
I was saying, yeah.
After being a dictator.
That's what I said.
After being a dictator for a short period of time, you go back.
That's what I said.
That's right, yes. Excellent. Very well explained.
Yeah. Two right and one wrong.
Okay, so this could be it here. If you get this one right, what's left there, Jimmy?
People, places, or odds and ends.
All right. Let's see. Is it back to Kevin?
No, I think it's Kathy.
It's Kathy.
She says it's you.
People,
odds
places,
and
odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. Let's see if it is. Yes. Reported. This is just reported potholes in greater Cincinnati.
Ooh.
Between January 1st and June 30th of this year, is it 2,257? 3,004 or 3,613, all pretty much on Ridge Road. Reported potholes. If you see a pothole, report it, ladies and gentlemen. They won't do anything about it, but they like to know.
I got to hear those numbers again. It was a bad winter, though. I know that.
Okay, 2,257, 3,004, 3,613 reported potholes first half of the year. Which would be from the winter.
I don't know. Kevin, you're out there on the roads in Cleveland, though.
Not down that way. I'm guessing 3,000 something.
I would lean in that direction.
A little high, isn't it?
It is a little high. So I'm going to go with the first one, 2,000.
That's a lot. 2,257 sounds like a number that someone would report.
Yeah, you know, it does. It does.
Does that ring to it?
Yeah.
Kevin, you want to go along with that or you want to?
I'll go along with that one.
Or you want to lose this thing? You go along with that. That's right, 2,257. That's the winning number. On the wedding number,
yes, indeed. Kevin, you've won something to make you squeal with delight, a lovely pig necklace commemorating the annual Cincinnati Flying Pig Marathon. It's from Lippman Jewelers. Specializing in unique artsy jewelry in the Kenwood suburb of Cincinnati since 1913, trace a Cincinnati saga of family drama and epic ambition in the book Crosley, Two Brothers and a Business Empire That Transformed a Nation by Rusty McClure with David Stern and Michael Banks from Cincinnati's Clarissy Press. And for you, Kathy, you'll make the pilgrimage to Jungle Jim's annual Weekend of Fire at the end of this month. 75 booths of hot sauces, salsas, marmalades, peppers, and more inside the Oscar Event Center of Fairfield, just north of town, and relive the magic of the Cincinnati Ballet's production of Peter Pan on a CD of the ballet's score from the Cincinnati Ballet, bringing inspiration of the power and passion of dance to audiences for over 45 years, and a family four-pack to the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
You did good. Have a great birthday. Kevin, hang on for a second. I'll make sure you get that stuff. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
Our next live shows in Madison are August 11th at the Historic Music Hall on the UW-Madison campus, and we'll be at the Monona Terrace on August 18th when we welcome author and humorist Michael Perry. Tickets at notmuch.com or by calling 608-262-2201.
Now, you're going to enjoy this a lot. Peter Adams, you know Peter Adams? You know, are familiar with Peter Adams? Did you know Peter Adams is a musician's musician? And I go as far as say he's a musician's musician's musician. This is self-described here from his site. It says, Peter Adams is a musician in Cincinnati. What a boastful young man. He writes, performs, and produces music by playing every instrument. He also plays live with a band. Short sentences, Peter. You gotta use conjunctions there. String them together, though. He is influenced, this is the part I wanted to get, he is influenced by lo-fi, neo-psych, folk-punk, and hi-fi, avant-garde, post-minimalist music. Huh. Well, aren't we all, really? I've been influenced. And is always on the lookout for a new hyphenated style. Would you welcome, please, Peter Adams, ladies and gentlemen.
Sits and he listens. Someone is on my side. He will deliver. I'll live forever. Someone is on my side. Cellar, things will get better. Someone is on your side. Schooled in the ancient, crawling patient inside this heart of mine. Looking for that disappear. Looking for. Here. la 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 la, looking for that disappear.
Oh, that was neo psych folk punk. Now, ordinarily, of course, he would have been running around and playing all these instruments.
Yeah,
that's what he does at home. But
there's just logistical problems to do that live. You know, I've tried it and it's just too tiring. So,
did you introduce our players?
Yeah, this is to my left here, David Lloyd on the upright bass, and to my right is Andrea Lee on the violin.
All right. So that's post-minimalist, would you say?
I just like hyphenated style, so I try to throw as many as I can in
what
there.
What is a hyphenated style, though?
It's, you know, like neo-funk, or you just take one thing and...
Oh, anything that
yeah.
is... Yeah, okay.
That just makes you seem a little hipper, so I try to put in as many as I can.
That's cool. So hyphens are good. Semicolons are bad. Hyphens are good.
Semicolons can be cool, I think, but generally hyphens are better.
Yeah. And where'd you go to high school?
I went to Walnut Hills, which I heard somebody out here went there also.
And the nut doesn't fall too far from the tree, I'll tell you that.
It's true.
Yes.
And you might have already heard this, but in Cincinnati, it's always the cliche that when people ask you where you go to school, they mean high school instead of college. So it's a very like high school-oriented town for some reason.
Sort of like St. Louis is like that, too, but it's definitely, I've seen that already. Yeah, similar, don't you think? What do you got here now for us? Change of pace, a little...
this next one is kind of...
Post-country, minimalist.
You could say post-country, indeed. It's called Antarctica, and it's a little bit long, but my excuse is that Antarctica is a big place, so it makes sense. And it's actually sung from the point of view of Antarctica. It's kind of like a waltz ballad type piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can think of good hyphenated style while we're playing it.
Maybe I'll hyphenate while you're doing it.
Okay.
The beach with water and more, full in the air and deep in the ground. I was not alone for miles around. I in the greenest jungles of mine would wander around the vine. And in the plains, the wind and the rain with seasons would come and go. Drifted far from the colors above, the faces of friends and the ones that I love. And how my gardens grew, how they would twist all through. How they would
Thank you.
Post-rockin' the Aronoff, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Adams and Frank.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Silver Jubilee Celebration from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. Once again, Michael Feldman.
Okay then, man. The Belle of Cincinnati saw her going down the river. I think she's going up the river. Depends which way the river was going, I guess. We got the captain right here with us. Would you welcome, please, the captain, Alan Bernstein, Belle of Cincinnati. Boy, you really build up those hands on, you know, on the wheel there.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A lot of muscles there.
You crushed me there, man.
Yeah.
This, I got to tell you what a big moment this is for me.
Why is that?
Because you're a Bernstein.
That's correct.
And you're a riverboat pilot.
That's correct. In both cases.
I love you, man. I love you. That means so much to my people.
Maybe to mine, too.
Now, are you Jewish?
I am.
Oh, thank God.
No, you're going to hold that against me?
No. A Jewish kid becomes a riverboat pilot.
I can answer that any way you want me to answer it. I can say yes, no, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Is it pretty much a kosher enterprise? I mean, is it...
No. Unless you want it to be. If you would like it to be, we can make it a
The history of Jewish riverboat pilots. A thick book? Is it a thick book? Is it a pamphlet?
It's a Torah type of thing.
Yes.
You know, it's a big one, yeah.
There's a scroll.
Well, it's a scroll, and you can scroll it out or you can scroll it in. Either way you want to scroll. We can scroll.
Was
on
there
the river.
A mafter? Was there a riverboat mafter for your bar mitzvah that you read from?
Well, we can still scroll either way.
Now, so how did this all happen, Alan? I mean, when you were a kid, you suddenly felt the call of the river.
Well, actually, the real story is I was a senior in high school at Woodward High School here in Cincinnati.
Woodward. Oh, you went to Woodward. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And I heard an advertisement for the Delta Queen that was coming to Cincinnati for its annual Kentucky Derby cruise.
Yeah.
And I said that would be pretty neat. So I skipped school the next day.
Yeah.
It
was graduation, too, wasn't it?
It was graduation.
Yeah.
And I skipped school. I went down to the public landing and absolutely fell in love with what was going on.
Yeah.
And I asked the chief steward there, I said, how do you get a job here? And he said, if you're here at 4 o'clock today, you got a job. That's a true story. And
really?
I went home. This is 40 years ago now.
Okay.
No cell phones. So I went home, and I wanted to tell my mom and dad that I got a job on the Delta Queen, and I was headed to Louisville and then to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And so my mom and dad weren't home. Well,
Alan came home today.
You're getting the picture already.
Alan came home today, and he says,
I wrote a note to my mother and father.
Oy.
I couldn't reach him anywhere.
No.
A dear mom and dad.
Yeah.
I got a job on the Delta Queen. I'm leaving today for Louisville and then New Orleans.
This is not how we raised you, Alan. Alan.
I will call you when I get to New Orleans. Yeah. Love, your son, Alan.
Yeah.
P.S. Would you call Woodward High School and tell him I will not be at graduation just to send a diploma to home? And it's a trip. That afternoon, I got on the boat, and I called my mother from Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, I bet she appreciated that. Collect, of course. It was Collect, right?
Collect. I didn't have any money. Absolutely.
Oh,
Collect.
Yeah, I got a call. Collect, absolutely, he calls Collect. Me. From.
And she said, get home immediately. Now, my father thought it was pretty neat, but my mother was a little upset. But that was before cell phones, so I wrote them a note.
We didn't raise a riverboat pilot.
But I fell in love with the river. Yeah. That's...
At that one moment, there was like an epiphany.
Well, actually, it was an entire 6 months. I went the entire length of the Mississippi River and the Ohio River.
Yeah.
Went all the way to Chattanooga on the Tennessee River, and it was just it really was magical.
Wow!
And it fell in love with it. It was absolutely great.
And what did they have you doing on the boat there?
I was a deckhand, and I shined some brass. There was a lot of brass on the boat.
Yeah.
And so when you shine brass, when you were done with something, you had to do something. You had to go back to the piece that you started with a few days later. So it never ended. You shine brass.
You don't realize, though. There's Maxie Rosenbloom, boxing. Sandy Koufax, baseball.
Right. And Alan Bernstein.
Alan Bernstein, riverboat. Yes.
It absolutely is a calling.
And your sons are now?
My son and my daughter are both captains.
Your son and your daughter?
They work in the business.
Yeah.
And it's a family.
Are
my
they
wife
competing
is
with you? Or are they in a different riverboat? Are they not competition?
BB Riverboats. It's right there. It's on the Ohio. It's in the demilitarized zone between Kentucky and Ohio. we're in the the sort of the free zone in between there. You know? So that's where we're just right across. In fact. There was some. Did you go to the ball game last night?
No, some of the
there were some of the crew there. They saw the boat go by.
Yeah,
and
I saw the boat from my hotel room.
Okay, well, I was on it. I was the captain last night.
I was waving. You didn't see.
And in fact, I'm going to work right after this.
You are? Yeah. A cruise going on.
We do. We got three cruises today.
Yeah.
And I'm going back.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be on the gym cam. That's why I wore my uniform.
Okay.
Because I wanted to look good for the gym cam.
Yeah. It's not on, but you look good, man.
Doing good. You look good, too.
Well, thank you.
I know you didn't want to ruin your shirt with a button.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you a BB Riverboats honorary captain's license. I don't have it with me, but I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah. Now, I've heard this one before.
Well, wait a minute.
Riverboat captain, dirigible pilot.
You're going to be an honorary captain of BB Riverboats, okay?
Yeah.
Now, a part of that responsibility, this is a big job.
Yes.
This is not any... But a part of the responsibility is that every month when we get bills, the honorary captains have to pay their fair share. And so we're going to send
Where's the income? Where's my fair share of the income?
Well, you have a good job. I would say you have a good job. I don't think it's a matter of that you can afford this or not. So
that's because I listen to my parents.
That was good.
Yes.
My mother wanted me to come home right away.
Did your mom ever reconcile to the fact that it's her son, the riverboat pilot?
She's listening today.
Yes.
She's wonderful. Listening. This is a funny story.
Yeah.
She wanted to hear Jim Tarbell.
Yes.
She didn't. She said, my friends told me you're going to be on this show tomorrow. And I said, yes, I am. She says, but I'm not going to listen for you. I want to hear what Jim Tarbell has to say.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, it's your son, your baby.
My mother, I was on the radio for quite a few years now. My mom said, are you still working? And I said, yeah, Mom, I'm on the radio.
Are
you still working? She never thought
working.
It was working.
Yeah, she asked me all the time if I'm still working.
Still working?
Yeah.
But it's finally, and what line was your dad in?
Well, we were in the restaurant business.
In the restaurant? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Restaurant here in town?
Yes. We had Mike Fink and El Greco back in the old days.
Oh, yeah.
Back
in
the old days.
So
and several restaurants. Yeah.
He expected you to go on.
We're a food family, as you can see. And I'm the main advertiser
for
the
man.
Food. You know, you never want to go on a riverboat with a skinny captain because they don't have good food.
No.
You want to go on a riverboat where a guy is like me.
You're solid, man. You can wrestle.
Solid.
You can wrestle.
I eat our food three times a day.
Yeah.
Three times a day.
And then do you work out?
Weights.
You do?
Yeah. We pick things up all the time. That's pretty heavy. Yeah.
Now, and just to get a little historical here, this was the riverboat town. Well, New Orleans, of course, is where I read it in 1850, 8,000 riverboats docked.
Cincinnati was the steamboat capital of the world in the mid-1800s.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because this was the superhighway of the day.
It was, and steamboats changed the United States as we knew it. It was the Western movement into the interior of the United States, and it was a great, great run.
And Cincinnati has
some great boats, the history of some of the great boats.
Locality is perfect, halfway between Pittsburgh and Paducah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it was a perfect location. We had a lot of wood, and we had a lot of people that knew how to work with wood.
Yeah.
And we had the people that knew the expertise of steam and machinery and steel and all. And it was just we became the steamboat capital of the world.
Nowadays you do cruises up and down, but do you ever just take off on this baby, and follow the rivers wherever they lead? And
No.
Do you ever do that?
My mother would be very upset with me if I did that.
Where's Alan? Alan's supposed to be here.
Yeah. No, but we do travel the river. We were in Pittsburgh last year. We went from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh. We took people overnight. Now, we don't keep people overnight because we're not allowed
State
to.
Law.
So we have to put them in hotels along the way.
Yeah.
And this year, we're going to Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
From Cincinnati to Chattanooga.
Sounds great.
And we're going to reunite with the Delta Queen there.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
The Delta Queen used to be out of?
It was headquartered here in Cincinnati for many, many, many years.
Yeah. Now, and the boat that you have now, that was refitted in New Orleans? It was.
We bought the boat. It was in Morgan City, Louisiana, which is the oil patch capital of the world, a great place to visit if you've ever been there. I'm sure you'd want to do your radio show in Morgan City, Louisiana.
That's cool.
Great place. And we brought it over to the Harvey Canal in New Orleans, and we spent 6 months refurbishing the boat and brought it up to Cincinnati.
Are there a lot of guys who know, steamboat, riverboat refurbishing?
Well, no, but you find them, and they help. And we found the right people, and we refurbished it. But it was in bad shape when we bought it. But it's a beautiful boat if you saw it from your hotel
it's a gorgeous
room.
Boat.
It's a great boat.
Yeah.
Great boat.
And you race every year, don't you?
The Belle of Louisville.
That just
every
happened,
year.
Didn't it?
It did. Yeah. We won the race this past year.
Yeah. Is that a grudge match every year? It sounds like...
We've been racing the Belle of Louisville for 10 years.
Yeah.
And there's just a real quick funny story.
Yes, go ahead.
About 6 years ago, we won the race, and the mayor of Louisville was very upset that the Belle of Cincinnati won. So he disqualified us.
Oh.
He got the judges. I don't know how he exactly did it, but he huddled the judges and they disqualified us, and they took the antlers away. You get a set of beautiful antlers,
of course.
And he took those away and they gave them to the Belle of Louisville.
Oh.
And so they ran off with the antlers. Yeah. And our crew said, Captain, everybody saw that we won the race. And I said, you don't want to be a crybaby. We're guests of the city. And they said, we deserve those antlers. And we know that the night watchman over there at the Belle Louisville is a young man. And if we send one of our young ladies over to distract the young man, we can go in and get the antlers. And so we did. And not only did we steal the antlers, but we stole the mayor's horse, too. And we brought it back to Cincinnati. It's a great story.
That's a win-win.
It was a win-win.
Yeah. Do you have
my mother was not proud of me because I stole things.
I know.
Yeah, she's still not very happy that we stole
things. Your mother's got to give you a little slack at some point.
I think she does. Would you talk to her for me?
You've done well.
Okay, can I give her your phone number?
Yes,
you can talk to
anytime,
her.
Anytime.
It would be helpful.
No, then she'll get on my case.
Yeah.
Are you still working, Michael?
Yeah.
I don't need to hear that. And the antlers, do you have the antlers
we
now?
We do have the antlers. And
are they safe?
We put them on the Belle of Cincinnati,
yeah.
And every year the crew of the Belle of Louisville tries to steal them. But we're smarter than they are. Yeah. We welded them onto the boat.
You got to weld.
They are not stealing our antlers.
You got to weld your antlers.
You got to weld them. Yeah. You got to weld them.
Number yeah. one. Rule.
Oh, they would be stealing them. They'd be taking them.
Yeah. When you were a kid, did you read all the Mark Twain stuff about the river? Is there a background to that?
And you know what? I still read Mark Twain quite a bit.
It's fun to read about the Mississippi.
And I was asked a few years ago by the Cincinnati Public Library to read an excerpt from Mark Twain, and I did that for some kids. And it was a lot of fun. Really
is the Ohio as treacherous as the Mississippi?
It is not. Yeah. It is not, but it's a big river. It's 1,000 miles. It starts in Pittsburgh, ends in the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
A beautiful river. It really is. It is. And the Mississippi is a beautiful river as well.
And do you know it like the back of your hand?
I know it pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say I could draw to every inch of it, but I know it pretty well.
Yeah. Fabulous. Yeah. Captain Alan Bernstein, it's a pleasure to meet you. It's an honor to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very
much.
Watch
the hand. I got to use that. Captain Alan Bernstein, ladies and gentlemen. From the Belle of Cincinnati. The world's only Jewish riverboat. I love it. I love that story. It's like something my mother would send me. You know, she used to clip out things that if there was a Jew in China or something. Like, Michael, there are Jews in China. She sent me the clipping to prove it. So, Michael, there are Jews on riverboats. Wonderful. Great guy.
You could have been a riverboat captain.
If I had known, you know, because I read the Twain, I never thought of really just doing it.
Mm-hmm. There's still time.
Or stagecoach driver, something like that.
Stagecoach driver.
Yeah, cool. Gentlemen, what do you got here for us?
Slow Hot Wind.
Slow Hot Wind. The What Do You Know Trio. I'm here in the Aronoff. That wasn't hard. How's everybody doing out here? Hello. Good to see you. Good to see you all. Dick Klein is here somewhere. Cincinnati, if I win the quiz, can I get Carl Castle on my answering machine? Wrong show, Dick Klein. Where is Dick? Oh, hi, Dick. See, I'm on this side, and you're over there. It's just typical, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Wait, don't say it. Chuck Klom, Cincinnati, retired firefighter. Probably on that side, too. Okay, why do I never get anything right here? Do you think I'm really as bad a driver as my New York wife says I am? Where is Chuck?
I'm right here.
Huh? You look like a bad driver. The guy I see always cutting me off looks a lot like you. Yeah. My wife won't drive with me. Well, that's just one of the things she won't. But driving is a big one. Where'd you get my shoes? I don't know where I got my shoes. Mail order, you know. Back of magazines, you find them. Well, all right, so I got the wrong... I've never done this before, actually.
Yeah, wrong
section.
Usually the
show works like clockwork. You blinded me with that. Are you all right? What? What? Oh, sure. First you blind me with your camera, your Michigan camera, and then you don't want to talk to me.
Right, and it's a lousy picture.
Yeah, it's not good. Here. Well, here. Let me pose for you there. Okay. You got it? Did I get back? Okay. How's this? Is the light all right? Better? Better, okay. Yeah, that's not too bad. Looks pretty good. And you are?
Mm-mm.
No. I'm having a lot of luck out here. You want to talk to me?
Oh, I'll talk to you, sure.
Okay, good. How are you?
Should I stand up or can I sit down?
Whatever you want to do.
Sit down. Sitting's cool.
Sitting is cool. There. Stand up. Yeah. He wants to see you. Yes. Hi. And you are?
Nancy Nolan.
Nancy, what are you doing these days?
Well, I have my own company.
You do?
Artist manager for classical musicians.
Well, we could use that. Yeah. Do jazz?
I
jazz
do.
Jazz qualify?
Oh, actually.
Do jazz?
I actually sing jazz.
Oh, you do?
But
do you,
not today.
Oh, okay. But do you manage jazz?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Well, we've got a very talented group here.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
Do they have agents?
No, they don't have... do you have agents? No, no.
Well, there you are. I'll get my business card out.
Okay. All right, we got some worked out here. Thank you very much. This has been very helpful.
Nice to meet
yes.
you.
Yes. They're underrepresented. Hi. Okay. Oh, here.
Hi. I'm Julia.
Hi, Julia.
How is the chili?
What chili?
Cincinnati chili.
Well, you know, it's coming up later. We got some on the show
you
here.
Eat it?
Yeah. No, it? Not yet.
Oh.
I'm waiting for that magic
How about
moment.
Grater's?
What?
How about Grater's ice cream?
No, I haven't had that either.
Oh.
Well, give me a break. I just got to town, and I can't do everything
it's
at
the
once.
Best ice cream I've ever had
All right,
anywhere.
Then what do I have to have?
Oh. There's not much else here that I
I'm not gonna eat that.
Give a shout out to.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm working on it.
Thank you.
Getting a lot of pictures here. It's really $5. $5. Anyone else wants? Oregon Pinot Noir expert.
Yes.
Is that you?
Yes.
Okay, well, we don't really have that on the show here today, but...
My friend Julie asked me to hold up this sign because she knew I was coming.
Yes.
I am from Portland, Oregon, and I saw...
And how are the Pinots this year?
Well, they're fabulous. David Letts, Erie Vineyards, wonderful.
Okay, there's a tip. You got it here. You heard it here first. Okay, we got to run. That means when Jim sounds that horn, I jump, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you did, but I certainly have to. So we go right to the quiz then, Jim. Huh?
Indeed, we do.
Okay. Let's see the hands of those of you who didn't get a chance last time and need a chance. What? It's too important to you, I think. Oh, come on. Don't palpitate. Jeez. Hi.
Hi, Mike Wood.
What's your name, then? Hi, Mike Wood. Are you from here?
Yeah, here. Dad here. Grandfather here. Nobody leaves here.
Yeah. That's because the roads don't go out. That's... And what do you do? What line are you in?
I'm an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Ear, nose, and throat?
We can work with you.
All right, Dr. Wood, come on down here. I don't know why you should be my problem. We can work with you. What's wrong with my nose and throat? My ears, I have some problems with sometimes. They tend to get clogged up. And my nose, I guess, occasionally. I get some congestion. I think I might have a septum problem. Deviated.
You know, there's just a limit to what medical science can do.
That's what you want, a doctor who insults you before he examines you. You want your doctor laughing at you when you walk in the office and say, you know, oh, I think we can do something for that. That's not, is that the approach you take to your practice?
Pretty much consistently, yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Wood? Is your practice here in town?
Right. Christ Hospital, Cincinnati. Right on, the top of one of the hills here.
Okay. I'm going to call you Mike, though, because you're not working now.
I'm not. No beeper today.
Yeah. So you got the weekend off, pretty much? Or?
Weekend off here with friends. This is birthday present for me.
Birthday present today?
Today's a birthday present.
Boy, we got the birthday thing going here. Isn't that nice? Someone out there plays along with you. Are you ready, Doc?
Ready.
This is an encore performance, so don't call today, but save your call for another time.
Here is the question, something you should have learned in school. Big, strong men will rarely eat... What? Very rarely eat pork chops. I want to know, what am I talking about? If you know, give us a call here. Big, strong men very rarely eat pork chops. I guess you'd have to be from Cincinnati to understand that, and maybe even then you wouldn't understand that. Let's go to Dan. He's from Cincinnati. Hey, Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The answer is it's the sequence of streets in downtown Cincinnati.
You got it. You got it. The North-South Street. All right. Easy way to remember. So Jim didn't even come up with that one. Hi, Dan. How's it going?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you at home now? Or?
Yes, I am.
Yeah? And have you heard the show before, Dan? You know how this works?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you need an eye, ear, nose, and throat man?
Yes, I do, in fact.
Oh, well, I got one. I can fix you. I get a 10% rebate on this.
So Medicare will pay you for that one.
Okay. Mike and Dan, you're partners
Dan,
right now.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
He feels the same way, is what he means to say. And here are the categories we have, Dan.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Okay, pick first one, Dan, if you would.
Current events.
Current events. All right, here we go. Yes, there it is. President Obama's Ohio blitzkrieg. He was here for a brief time. I want to know how brief was his stay on the ground in Ohio on his recent trip here.
In hours?
In minutes.
In minutes.
Or you can round it off to, hours.
I'm going to say half an hour.
Less than an hour. Is that good enough?
Less than an hour, 58 minutes would be less than an hour.
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay, that's cool. 58 minutes on the ground, as measured by one individual.
One right, no wrong.
Okay, you knew I was going to ask that. Okay, what's left there, Jim?
People, places, school, science, odds and ends.
Let's do science.
Dr. Mike, take science. Okay, you should be good at this, right? Protons, are they larger or smaller than we thought originally?
I missed the word.
Protons.
Photons, P-H-O-T-O-N-S.
No, protons.
Protons.
I'm still not...
Protons, neutrons, protons.
Electrons, neutrons, protons.
Electrons, protons. Are they actually larger or smaller than we thought? New measurements of protons.
Am I allowed to use a lifeline on this?
No.
No, you're not. Wrong show once again. Let's try and stay with the format. Larger, smaller, easy.
I'm saying smaller.
I'm going to go with smaller.
Yes, they're smaller. They're 4% smaller than we thought. Jim?
Two right and no wrong.
What's left, Jim?
Places, school, odds and ends.
Okay. Dan?
People.
People? This kind of survey results. What's worse for Cincinnatians, making cold sales calls or getting a root canal? We got the Dan here.
I'm going to say cold sales call. People in Cincinnati will do business with you if they knew your parents.
Correct. I'll go with that.
Yes, that's right. You got it. Holy cow, they've won.
They've won the quiz. They can stop now, take a prize, and they go on.
You guys are too good.
They can go on for the mother load. They do have to get two questions correctly from our three remaining categories. And if they do, sometimes you bite the dog, and if you miss either one, the dog bites you.
Oh, let's go,
Jim. They're going to go for it, Dan. Okay with you? Yes.
Right.
They're going for everything we have, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to break the bank. Jim Packard, what's left?
Places, school, odds and ends.
All right.
Dan, that's you.
Places.
Places, okay. All right. Fountain Square, the figure on top, the fountain. Is it A, the genius of water, B, the genius of Procter & Gamble, or C, a genius for a pig?
A. Definitely the genius of water.
Hey, I agree.
Yes, genius of water. And lovely she is. That would be...
Four right, no
oh,
wrong.
Oh, this is it then. This is getting pretty excited. Down to the wire here.
Comes down to school or odds and ends.
This is scary.
School or odds and ends?
School.
School, okay. Should have learned this in school. All right, the Cincinnati paradox. Heading east to west takes twice as long as traveling north to south. Explain.
Traveling east to west?
Yeah.
Well, there's interstate going north and south, and the sun is in your eyes when you go from east to west.
Dan?
I'll buy that.
Go along with that?
Yes.
The Cincinnati Paradox. That's right. You got it. Woo! Congratulations. You won everything.
Dan, you won a trio of beer buckets and T-shirts from Cincinnati's own Huddipole Shingling Brewing Company, makers of the classic Huddy Delight, Huddy Bach, and Little King's Cream Ale beers. Keep the kids entertained with the music of Mozart, Debussy.
He said it wrong, didn't he?
And more on the 2-CD collection Classics for Kids from WGOC Radio, along with the Peter Pan Ballet CD from the Cincinnati Ballet. And for you, Dr. Mike, you keep cool this summer with a number of gift cards for Grater's Irresistible Ice Cream, makers of French pot ice cream the old-fashioned way, 2 gallons at a time, a tradition in the Queen City since 1870, and reduce single bag waste with a pair of fashionable, reusable, environmentally friendly Chico bags from Cincinnati Public Radio, along with tickets to Jungle Jim's Weekend of Fire coming up in 2 weeks. Congratulations to you.
Let's hear it for nose, ears, and throat. Thank you, Doc. Great job. Dan, hang on for a second. Make sure you get that.
Okay.
What Do You Know travels to the Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center in Cedar Falls, Iowa on September 8th. More information, including where to buy tickets, is available at notmuch.com.
This is exciting. You know, if you can't get to Camp Washington, Camp Washington will come to you, ladies and gentlemen. We got us some chili here from Camp Washington. John Johnson, the master, Maria Popperkirk. Hi, y'all. How you doing?
Great. How
Great.
Are you?
Wonderful. So who's stirring the vat?
Mom.
Mom is stirring the vat?
Yeah.
Well, we started early in the morning.
Yeah.
But we had to leave her back at the restaurant and watch the shop so we could be here today.
How big is that vat, the actual original vat?
60 gallons.
60 gallons?
We make about 60 gallons a day, close to 60 gallons.
Yeah. So when you first made it, did you have to measure up? Did you have to... You know, usually you have to, like, reduce a recipe, you know, but if you're making a 60-gallon vat of chili, there probably isn't a recipe for that. How did you do it in the first place?
Well, I've been there 59 years. So you know what's going on.
You know what's going on. Now, why is chili and Cincinnati synonymous? Why is chili another name for Cincinnati?
Well, it's easy to make it.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to make it, but... Yeah. There's no waste. And a customer comes in, in 2 minutes, you can get them service.
Yeah. And get them out in another 2 minutes. Yeah. That's the beauty part.
Right. It's just a really, you know, it's not like a steak where you have to sit there and wait or burgers. It's the chili's already in the vats, the spaghetti's there, the cheese. Yeah. We can have you in and out in 5 minutes, probably.
But why here? Why Cincinnati?
Why?
Well, why Cincinnati? Know. Why chili?
Well, I don't know. I came from Greece, and I worked for my uncle.
Yeah.
And the chili business, it started in Cincinnati, like, in 1922.
Excuse me, I just got it. I can't stare
You know, it's been around for almost 100 years, and immigrants from Greece started it. They, you know, that's what they knew. They knew how to make food, and they came to America to find opportunity, and they created chili. There's no chili in Greece. It was created in Cincinnati.
There's no chili in Greece, no.
Is there now?
No.
No, there's still no chili there. there never was.
Still?
It's a total Cincinnati creation, but it was created by Greeks that immigrated.
All right, so the Greeks immigrate to Cincinnati.
Thank you.
But then why chili? Why, you know, did is there a father of chili, the inventor of chili? Did it exist?
Nobody really knows. Empress Chili was
delicious.
The first
chili.
The original. It started in 1922, and... You know, we don't know their history, but they started it, and all the Greeks worked for them and branched off and started their own. I mean, there are so many chili parlors, family-owned and chains, but they all began from the one place.
Yeah, from that place. That was
One thing about the cheese.
The cheese.
If on the box it doesn't have the stamp of Wisconsin, I won't use it.
No, me either.
That's true.
It's true. It's so true. Every box of cheddar, if my dad, like, he looks, if it does not say Wisconsin cheddar, he sends it back. It's got to be the real deal.
Yeah. None of that French stuff. We don't care for that French.
We probably use more cheese
as
one place than any other chili in Cincinnati, I bet.
Yeah.
We use a lot of cheese.
How many ways do you go now, John?
Five ways.
Five ways is the limit? Has anyone ever gone six?
Well... Some people, they put something else.
Yeah.
Well, we get, like, because we're open 24 hours, we get the bar rush, and we've had people put
their face in it, probably.
Well, yeah. And sometimes we have to dig them out of there, too.
Yeah, I bet.
But they will put, like, two eggs over medium.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
And geta. We have geta. They'll put geta. Like, they come up with their own, but at 2:30 in the morning, you know, your tummy wants certain
things. Can you get a geta in your place at 2:30 in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So what do you ask for then?
Geta.
Well,
just
that's
give
for
me
breakfast.
That's for breakfast only.
That's breakfast, yeah.
Does that go on top of the chili, or is that a
salad? No, we don't put that.
Only the people that are really intoxicated and just want it all, they get the geta on their chili.
Were you the breakthrough for the five way? Because four way,
four way chili spaghetti, onions and cheese.
Yeah,
we got four way beans, chili spaghetti, beans and cheese.
Yeah,
and five way has everything: chili spaghetti, onions, beans and cheese.
And you're eating a three way.
Three-way.
We left the onions off.
Oh, I like onions, though. And then the dogs are important, too. These are a breakthrough.
Cheese conies are very popular.
Yes. Yeah.
We just recently had a cheese cone eating contest on Fountain Square.
Yeah.
And the guy ate 12 in 3 minutes.
Is that that Japanese guy?
No. He was... I think he's banned from all of those contests.
Yeah. They had to drum him out of there. Well, that's an amazing thing. And how long has Camp Washington been in business?
Well, be 70 years.
This 70
is our
years?
70-year anniversary this
year. Wow, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
In the same location?
Same location. Well, we built it. Same location.
Yeah.
The city widened the street, and we had to move just 10 feet. It took 65 years to move 10 feet.
You had to narrow your pot a little bit
at
that point there. And all the equipment and the pots and stuff like that, did they bring that over with them?
The only thing we used, the two chili kettles, 60 gallons.
Yeah.
Everything else new.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful thing, and if people are coming here, Skyline is good too. You like Skyline too, that's good.
I never heard of that place. I don't know.
You never heard of it? some people heard it, you know, but... where do you go? If you want a bowl of chili and you're not around your place, where would you go?
We don't.
Camp Washington Chili, ladies and gentlemen. John Johnson, Maria, Papa Kirk, thank you very much for joining us. The place to go, wherever you're in.
Thank you
so much. I pass the dogs out here to the band. Camp Washington Chili. All right, I'll have a little more. Sure, why not?
Our next live shows in Madison are August 11th at the Historic Music Hall on the UW-Madison campus, and we'll be at the Monona Terrace on August 18th when we welcome author and humorist Michael Perry. Tickets at notmuch.com or by calling 608-262-2201. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer, International. Adam Friedrich, producer, with assistance from Michelle Good, Judith Heisey-Kavalik, Lyle Anderson, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Kohlberg.
PRI, Public Radio International.